Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, looks like I'm on the air now. Hopefully everyone can hear me. What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Floppy Bob. A little bit late here because Blog Talk Radio, they don't understand that I have a Wi-Fi phone and the struggle is real. So so what's good, everybody? Good afternoon. We are here in beautiful Mobile, Alabama. I know that someone just tried to call in not that long ago and waited on hold there. So if you are listening to this now, go ahead and call back in. We could go ahead. We're actually live now. So we missed about 3 minutes of the show. But for people who don't know, this is the second episode of 100. Basically, we keep everything a buck on the show. We talk about whatever we need to talk about. We have people walking around in here. We got Ace Spence. Ace Spence is here in the studio. Everyone knows Spence.
Everybody knows Spence. Can they see me?
They can't see you. This is radio. So you have the perfect face for radio. We have another person walking through. You have the perfect face for radio. So we're going to be doing this here for the next 20 minutes or so. Basically, what we're going to talk about here is the upcoming event, January 2nd. It's going to be here at the 257 Rickerby. And, basically what it's going to be is the Pajama Jammy Jam. If you're familiar with this movie House Party, they have a Pajama Jammy Jam show here. Let me go ahead and jump back into one other thing while I'm talking because I had to get a lot of stuff set up here. While I was waiting for Blog Talk to take my pin, which, by the way, this doesn't make me miss Blog Talk Radio at all. And when I was doing Blog Talk Radio back in the day, they gave me a lot of issues. So really nothing's really changed except for their font here. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, the Pajama Jammy Jam, January 2nd, is going to be headlined by Charlie Lucky making his return to Blog Talk Radio. And he's going to be going up against Young Block, who Ace Spence knows very well. That was Young Block. That was his last opponent, and there Block picked up the win on that one-off battle. Then we got Chevy G, who was at the last Arts Battle League event. He battled Elevated. He was on the other end of a losing battle on that one. Elevated picked up the win. So Chevy G is looking for redemption, going up against Money Good, who, when he first started out in the freshman class, he battled Elevated. That was actually the first ever freshman class battle, was Money Good versus Elevated. And, people were kind of up in arms about that, when who won that, kind of back and forth. It was definitely a debatable. But Money Good, he went against, who was the other guy that Money Good went against? Money Good had another freshman class battle against Jean-Claude, I believe. His name was Jean-Claude. Or Dulu. I can't really remember who. But, so they're going to be battling Chevy Good, Money Good. Or Chevy Good. Chevy G versus Money Good. They're going to be battling January 2nd. I'm trying to work on a performance to have there for the event, but right now those are the two battles we have locked in. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to touch on the February and the huge March event that's coming up. Date is still to be determined, but it's going to be probably either the second or third Saturday of March. We're going to have seven battles. It's Crown of the South versus RS Battle League. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But we do have someone calling in right now. Let me go ahead and jump over to it. Give me 1 second here. Get over to my dashboard. And let's see. Let me bring him in here. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let's get him live here. We're going to go 251-367. Who we got?
Yeah, what up?
Who is this?
What up? Who the fuck you think this is?
It could be anybody, but after that, hearing a little accent, it sounds like Mr. Boss. Is that Mr. Boss?
Yeah, okay.
All right, what's good, man? So we got Mr. Boss, who is taking a little bit of leave of absence right now from the RS Battle League. As Ace Spence is laughing in the background.
What the fuck you laughing?
Yeah, Mr. Boss.
What kind of break
you got to take, man? That's what I
want to
know.
What kind of break I'm taking?
Yeah.
I ain't battling. That's what kind of break I'm taking. I just ain't battling. I don't feel like battling.
There you go. That's the exclusive. Mr. Boss does not feel like battling.
Does he care? You care?
Huh?
I said, does he care? He sounds like he cares and shit.
You care, ain't
sense. Man, you the face. What the fuck? What the fuck you mean? When you hit hard battle lead, that's what you hear. That's who you hear. Man, you ain't crazy, man. Yeah, I am. I am, motherfucker, yeah.
So that was the most that was the most awkward interaction I've ever heard.
That
whole interaction,
like, why you care? Shit.
What?
I just don't feel like battling. I might be back, you know, but I mean, as of right now though, that shit ain't on my agenda. So I mean, I ain't worried about that shit. I ain't you know what I'm saying? I ain't studying that shit basically.
Well, let me ask you this. So you're not really into it right now. You could tell, and we've already talked already before, but. Well, in the meantime, in this time, like, are you doing something like working on music, or are you just taking time with your family, or what we got going on?
I mean, I should work on some music, but nah, I ain't working on shit. Yeah, basically, I'm just working on myself and, yeah, spending time with my family and shit.
Just taking a big vacation, basically.
Basically. I put in a lot of work to that shit, like I told you in Sweat when we talked on the phone, like, I put in a lot of time and effort into that shit when I battle. So, you know, I just don't feel like putting my time and energy towards that shit. You know what I'm saying? I get paid every time, but that shit ain't life changing money to where, you know what I'm saying, I feel obligated to, you know what I'm saying, to do it for that amount of money and shit like that. It's just, I feel like I put in too much time, you know what I'm saying, and, I just don't feel like expending that energy right now on that shit, so.
That's what's up. Well, let me ask you this, since we have a battle coming up in January, we have two battles coming up, I really want to know your opinion of, obviously on one, but I'm going to go with the other one first. Chevy G versus Money Good, what can we expect in your opinion out of that battle?
I think that it's got some potential, but I don't think neither one of those guys really, you know, I don't think that they prepare well enough, you know, from what we've seen so far. You know what I mean? I feel like I see some potential in them, but I don't feel like they prepare to their, you know what I'm saying, to perform at their highest level. So I feel like if somebody steps up, if one person performs like they've been performing and the other one can prepare properly, you know, and step up to the plate, then I feel like somebody will get body bag. I mean, it'd be nice to think, you know, in a perfect world that both of them could, you know, step up to the next level, but I don't like the odds, the chances of that actually happening. So it's either going to be an okay battle or somebody can step up, I feel like, and body bag the other person, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. So who do you think? Go out on the limb. Who do you pick?
I like Chevy G lyrically, but just from what he showed me, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. I know he fucks with bar heavy and shit, but just from what he showed me recently, I don't know. I don't know why he can't, you know, put in the proper preparation or whatever to get his bars and his performance down, but I don't know. I feel like, for some reason, I feel like it's kind of going to be the same thing, you know what I mean? It's like, and I don't know. I don't know if Money Good is going to actually perform. He's been getting better each time, so I can't call it. But, you know, I feel like, you know, both of them guys, if they'll listen to this shit, I feel like both of them need to, you know, get in their bag a little more and prepare, you know what I'm saying, better. You know what I mean? And put on a better performance than what we've seen from them in the past. So.
Now, just for a little clarification, Chevy G, is he a protege of Bar Heavy, or is he like an unofficial member of Bar Heavy?
Yeah, he's one of those. He likes what we're doing and shit. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be down with Bar Heavy, and we fuck with him. But, you know, we just saying, you know what I'm saying, we just haven't brought him in yet. I don't feel like he's proven himself yet. And like I said, I don't feel like he's living up to his maximum potential yet, so. You know, he's got some work to do, basically.
Okay. Okay. Now, of course, we have the main event, Young Block, who beat Ace Spence here at the last event, and your buddy, Charlie Lucky, making his return to the RS Battle League. What do you think about that battle overall? Let's just start with just the battle aspect of it.
What do you mean the aspect? Like just the battle as a whole?
Just the battle itself, because I already know you and Charlie Lucky aren't the best of friends. So you just besides that part, just Lucky against Block, what do you think about the battle itself?
I mean,
who do you think's gonna win? Like, who do you got? It's a one rounder, of course, because that's the house party. One round.
I mean, Charlie Lucky, he's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just gonna say that he's just totally trash, but I mean, you know, in my opinion, he ain't the best rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, I mean, on paper, I ain't gonna lie, on paper that battle, it sounds trash. But, you know, they got an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen on any given night, you know what I mean? And I'd like to issue a challenge. I'd like them to prove me wrong. And I'm gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? So, I think Charlie Lucky might edge Young Block. I'm not sure, though, you know what I'm saying? But, And Young Block, he's got potential too. You know what I mean? Because like his first battle, I remember he battled who he battled? He battled Jeff Ransom his first battle. And I mean that shit was alright. You know what I mean? But I feel like he's been not on a decline, but it's kind of been a roller coaster for him. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of been up and down. So
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really know how to call it, but I don't know. I feel like Charlie Lucky will probably edge him. But all in all, I don't have high expectations for that battle. Just like the Money Good versus Chevy G battle. I don't have high expectations for that shit.
Right.
Yeah, what's up,
well,
Brian?
Ain't
you supposed to be battling?
Who? Yes. You talking about me battling in February? Yes.
Oh, okay. Why you ain't battling at the January house party?
I just need a little bit more time. Just a little bit more time. I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, I've already been writing some stuff, and I've told everybody already that I'm not a battle rapper. I'm not claiming to be a rapper. I'm not trying to get a career out of it. It's gonna be totally like just a comedy type deal. But I'm telling you, I've already written some shit. I've let some people hear it already. People are surprised a little bit by the shit that I'm talking about. So I am going to try to throw some bars in there because I can write. So we'll see. We'll see
ain't
what happens.
Helping you?
Yeah, that's
you ain't got to tell
no
me somebody. You ain't got to tell me who's helping you, but
no.
I think somebody's helping you, though.
No one's helping me, bro. I put that on everything. No one is helping me. Right. I don't need help because I can actually write. I can write. I do comedy, so I can write some stuff. But the only time I ask your opinion is, and I'll say this: like I'll get stuck on, my lines are too short. Like if I'm writing like a whatever one line, two lines, they're too short because I'm so focused on trying to rhyme the words together. So I'm just trying to like take my time and write out some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll figure it out. Well, I'm underdog, so it don't matter. I'm basically in a win-win because no one's expecting a lot out of me anyways. So, you know, people are expecting me to lose. So I like that. That'd be all right. But, look, check this out real quick because I know there's a 334 area code on the line right now. So give me 1 second, 334. Hold on. I got to ask Boss one more question. Now, you're taking a break now, so I'm assuming you're going to be back at some point next year, upcoming year. What is the chances of you and Charlie Lucky having another battle at some point next year?
I mean, I'd say slim to none. Like, I'm not really interested in having a rematch. You know what I mean? I don't know, especially not right now. I mean, it's only been fucking a year now since we battled. So, you know, I mean, I'm really not interested in that shit.
Okay, so as of right now, that's something that doesn't interest you, but you never know what could happen later on, is what you're saying.
basically, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, so here's what we do. All right, let me throw on 334-801. Who we got?
Savvy G, man. What's good?
What's happening, bro?
There we go. What up, Savvy G?
What's happening, fam?
So we got what's good, man. We got you coming up here January 2nd. We're just talking about you, and have you been heavily writing for Money Good?
Yes, I have. I mean, yeah, I have been doing my thing, man. I've just been really more comfortable. Cause last battle, say the least, I had, you know what I'm saying, we all knew it was supposed to be a three-way between me, RG Karma, and Elevate. But on
right.
my end, I had to change some stuff. And me being my first year ever battling, it kind of was like, oh, snap. Like, I thought I had it, and it wasn't. But, you know, I can't really make no excuse for that. But it was just a learning experience. Every battle I do is a learning experience. And then I do see myself. I grow every battle. So it's just like right now I'm just being patient with it. I'm just getting prepared for it, just ready to get back on that stage and just show out like I really want to.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. That shit understandable. Like, they kind of switched the opponents around, too, you know, so I can understand that you probably had to change a few bars here and there and shit. So that's understandable. That's not really an excuse, you know what I'm saying? That's more facts of what actually happened.
Yeah.
So that shit understandable.
Yeah, because I will say this, because originally, for people who don't know, it was supposed to be a triple threat battle with Chevy, Elevated, and Ryan Gibson. And then just, you know, people kind of changed up because they had to work or whatever, so it kind of went back and forth. And then finally we just locked in to Elevated and Chevy G. But, you know, so it is something that kind of hurt you a little bit, and that's more management's issue because it wasn't what you really prepared for. But now we have you lined up against Money Good. What can we expect from you, against Money Good?
There's a phrase that goes around here where they were saying in Montgomery called classic or casket. That's just how my motto is. Like, I'm just going for a classic. Either he going to give me a classic with his bars, or he going to end up in a casket. That's just plain and simple. Like, I'm coming in after that last battle, like, pissed off, like, I really want to show off. Like, I really want to show y'all that I really got bars and why I fuck with Bar Heavy and they fuck with me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. So we got someone here, boss. Let me put you on hold here so you can stand and listen. And I got someone else popping on here real quick. So let me do that. And then we got 251-509. Who we got?
No, the motto, motherfucker, just say my name.
We got Mr. Bravo.
Long overdue. I was just calling in to go ahead and remind y'all I'm just waiting on y'all to order the hit.
Okay. So, Bravo, you'll probably be, hopefully we could get you on the February card. Who do you have? Who's like on Bravo hit list right now?
Biggest target right now is probably Mr. Bite a Bar, Charlie Lucky. You know, I can't stand cats that can't write their own shit. I don't know. He's been popping off a lot lately, and the fans, I think people have been wanting to see that battle for a while, so that's ideal. But, you know, I got some interesting rematches. Block is doing this thing right now. You know what I'm saying? He's moving up the rankings. Flea, he showed out his last battle, you know. I'm always willing to give everybody another shot. So really, I mean, it's just whoever they put in front of me, man, I'm just ready to get back in there.
Well, let me ask you this, Bravo, because probably like a few days ago, almost a week ago, there was an interaction with you and Charlie Lucky on Facebook, and you seemed to kind of touch a nerve on Facebook with Luck because you mentioned something about his music or whatever. And then you put all of his alleged bites there on Facebook off of other mainstream guys, some of the guys in the league. Here's my question, because obviously you didn't research that fast, that quickly. How long have you had that sitting in your pocket to just throw out there one day?
for months and months. Lucky has always been a dude that that tends to kind of be emotional and swing back and forth as to how he treats people. And, you know, so I've had material written for him. That was actually from a conversation I had with Mr. Boss, to keep it 100 with you. Boss had pointed all those things out to me before. And when I started paying attention, I kind of put the, you know what I'm saying, put two and two together. It's kind of one of those things, though, okay, man. That's Charlie Lucky, though. He's emotional. Boss was the one that actually pointed all those things out to me.
Yeah, let me put Boss back on the line here. Boss, are you listening to all that?
Yeah, what's happening?
Okay, so did you hear what we were talking about?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, so do you co-sign that it was something from a conversation y'all had before?
Yeah, that shit's old. That shit it originated when Kenny was supposed to battle Charlie Lucky. That's where that shit originated from, basically. You know what I'm saying? I was just peeping it out, and then whenever they shared the B Magic and clip, the buffer and shit that Charlie Lucky bit, you know, I just was like, shit, I've heard plenty of shit. And then he battled Jeff and said the same thing Eric Davis said. If you think he's sick, I'm about to heal this bitch. That's what Eric Davis said to me. You know what I mean? And that shit just kind of snowballed from there, basically. You know what I'm saying? I watch battle rap all the time. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to get shit past me if that shit sounds too, you know what I'm saying? If it sounds too, too close, man, I'm pretty much just going to realize that shit. So, yeah, basically. That shit all accumulated from that shit. I'm supposed to battle Kenny. I went to, you know what I'm saying, start pointing out to them, you know what I'm saying, all the shit that I noticed.
Right. Let me ask you this, Bravo. So you're ready pretty much to battle Charlie Lucky. Now, is that going to be more personal, or is it just more just straight business type of deal? Is there any real-life animosity?
Exactly. It's. I mean, you got to understand. You got to get in that mindset to really break down who your opponent is as a person, and you know the things that you find out about them are going to dictate how you feel about that person. And a lot of times, you know, I'll create angles for some cats that you know I may not find anything that I you know particularly dislike about them, but there's always openings. Always, no matter what. You know, I've written 3 rounds about guys that I know nothing about. You know what I mean? I took, like in the Block battle, I didn't know Block at all. You know what I'm saying? I found a little bit of information about him and got creative with it and was able to come with some good shit. Now, Lucky, I think you're going to see a lot more of we're going to dig a little bit deeper into who he is as a person just because of, you know, what I've learned being around him. But, you know, it's never any hard feelings on my end, man. I'm a happy dude, you know what I'm saying? I try and be positive. I wish the best for everybody, you know. Unfortunately, that's the tone of this business. It's entertainment, man. People want to see you get up there and rip somebody's fucking head off. But at the end of the day, you know, I wish everybody the best.
Yeah, same thing with me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think I don't like Charlie Lucky. It's not that I don't like Charlie Lucky. It's just that I talk a lot of shit, and, you know, some people just take it. And you know what I mean? They take it in different ways and run with it different ways. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Lucky wears that shit on his shoulders. You know what I'm saying? When you say something bad about him, he's gonna automatically say some crazy shit back. So, I mean, it's just you know what I'm saying? I just talk shit. It's not that I don't like him as a person. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm gonna talk shit no matter what about if it's battle rap related, rap related. I'm talking shit regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a competitor like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just talk shit, same thing with anything, sports, anything. I just talk shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't hate you as a person and shit, but, yeah. I mean, if you can't right. take what I say, you know what I'm saying, and laugh it off or respond back with regular shit talking, then it's always pretty much going to escalate to looking like it's something more than what it is, you know what I'm saying? But on my end, nah, yes. It's just regular shit talk.
Yep,
that's how it is. So check this out. So we have the Marks card coming up. Crown of the South is challenging us. They're going to die, and they get 7 battles. Unfortunately, you know, Boss and Super Black's not going to happen. But we do have, instead of going up and down the lineup, which I'll do on another show, I want y'all opinion on just an unbiased opinion straight up. You know, Jeff Ransom's our champ. They got Show Tease. It's their champ. That's our main event for Crown of the South against us in March. how y'all think that's going to go? Obviously, all of us, you know, we stand behind Jeff. We stand behind our league. So, you know, that's who we fuck with. But just overall, in the aspect of just battle rap in general, how do you guys, what do you guys think about that in, like, 30 seconds or less? We'll start with Boss first.
I mean, I'm always riding with Jeff, period. You know what I'm saying? I think Show T is a good rapper, but as far as beating Jeff, going punch for punch with Jeff, Show T's a puncher too, but, I mean, he don't write him. I mean, you got to think of the capacity of punches. You know what I'm saying? Show T's a setup punchline rapper like me. You know what I mean? And when you're going to get somebody like Jeff, I mean, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think Jeff's too consistent.
Okay. And what do you think, brother?
I battled Jeff Ransom twice, and I know every time I battled him, it's punch at punch, which, you know, I'm saying that now, it's kind of like beating a dead horse. We know that about Ransom. Show T, on the other hand, he's real slick with some schemes and stuff. I think it'll be a really interesting match. But again, when you go up against Ransom, man, you're facing tidal wave after tidal wave after tidal wave. You know what I'm saying? It's just this nonstop barrage of the crowd reacting, which will throw anybody out of their groove. And honestly, man, I think a lot of it, you're coming to our turf. You know what I'm saying? When Spuddy came down here, I ripped his fucking head off because of the comments I had in my city. You know what I'm saying? That has a big effect. That has a big, big effect on it.
Yeah.
So I'm going Jeff Ransom.
So, going Jeff Ransom. Sorry to cut you off there. We literally have like 30 seconds left. But so Bra was saying Jeff Ransom. We're all saying Jeff Ransom. It's going to be a great event. That's going to be in March. We'll have the date on the website, rsbattleleague.com. Also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at rsbattleleague.com. We'll do another one of these shows. The next one we'll probably have Charlie Lucky expecting to come on to defend himself, because let him have his side of the story on a lot of the, especially all those bars that, you know, I always say alleged, but, you know, they look pretty close. So we're going to have him on talking about that on the next one, maybe in the next, maybe tomorrow. We'll see if he's free and have a day off tomorrow. But again, check out the website, rsbattleleague.com. Follow us on all the social media accounts. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Share this on Facebook. Have a great rest of your day. It's your boy, Floppy Bob. Cheers.